Hello, everyone. This is the Bookbusters podcast brought to you by
Mrs. Allen's class.
We are a group of 23 students from
Central New York
who are excited to share with you what we're reading, for everything from picture books to novels to nonfiction. Today, we are getting ready to do a mock Caldecott, so we wanted to share with you some interesting facts we learned about the reward.
Hi, my name is Kaden, and one interesting thing we learned is that it was named after a British illustrator.
Hi, my name is Kaylee, and one of the interesting things we learned about the Caldecott Award is that it honors distinguished children books.
Hi, my name is Harley, and one interesting thing that we learned about the Caldecott Award is that the Newbery came first.
Hi, my name is Abby, and one thing I learned about the Caldecott is there is an audience up to age 14.
Hi, my name is Tyler, and if the illustrator is dead, he would still get the award.
Hi, my name is Shiloh, and one interesting thing about the Caldecott is it's only given to the illustrator, not the author. Someday I may illustrate a book called A Man Who Lived in a Box, and if I win, they wake me up really early in the morning.
Hi, my name is Amelia, and one thing I wonder about the Caldecott is if the age of the publisher matters.
Hi, my name is Kaylee, and one of the things that I learned about the Caldecott Award is that the book has to be written in English.
Hi, my name is Peyton, and one fact about Randolph Caldecott is that he worked with two other people, Kate Greenway and Walter Crane.
Hi, my name is Tyler, and I have a question. How old do you have to be to have your book eligible for the Caldecott?
Hi, my name is Jaden, and I have a question about the award. How do you write a book worthy of the award, and what are the details you have to receive the award?
Hi, my name is Katie, and one thing committee members have to keep in mind is that the illustrations have to be appropriate for children.
Hi, my name is Tim, and one thing about the Caldecott Award is the illustrations have to be really, really good.
Hi, my name is Malia, and one thing I learned about the Caldecott Award is that to win it, it's about the illustrations, not the popularity of the book.
Hi, my name is Andrew, and one interesting thing that we learned about the Caldecott Award is that it started in 1937. That's almost 100 years ago.
Hi, my name is Jalen, and the book has to be published a year before the Caldecott is announced.
Hi, my name is Gabriella, and one thing I learned about the Caldecott is that eligible artists must live in the U.S. territory or a commonwealth.
What's up? My name is Nate, and one interesting fact I learned about the Caldecott is that only someone in the U.S. can win it, not someone in a different country.